Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance are copyright 2020, Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at @uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Hey, sis. Yeah, I know it's been a while. Sorry about that. You know, Mom and Dad, if they found out I was over here, I'm sorry. Can I talk to you? No, yeah, I get that you're busy. You're probably mad at me or feel betrayed or whatever. I get it. It's just, I'm your little sister. Please? I'm wondering if you could help me. Can I come in? Okay. Thanks. Okay. So, I don't know how to start, really. No, I'm okay. It's nothing, really, I don't think. Okay, well, I guess I'll just start from the beginning. So the other day, I asked Mom and Dad if I could go to this party these guys were having off campus, you know? Yeah, well, of course they said no. They got all suspicious because I couldn't answer their questions about who was throwing it because I didn't really know them. Yeah, it was just a party I wanted to go to, you know? I don't know, just to see. I hadn't really been to a college party yet, so I was just curious, that's all. Anyway, they kind of dragged you into it and said if I wanted them to keep paying for college, I wasn't allowed to go to parties like that. Yeah, well, that's what got you in trouble, right? They don't want me to repeat your mistakes, I guess. Well, no, not mistakes. You know what I mean. They don't want me to be like, this is coming out wrong. I'm sorry, I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to hurt your feelings and dig up all that stuff again. This is a really great apartment. No, I know it's just a studio, but it must be nice to be independent like this. I want to go to college. I mean, I know we've had our differences, but we're sisters. I know. I'm just, you make me really nervous. I don't know. Is there some place I can sit down? The bed? Okay. Oh, thank you. Anyway, you know that party I was talking about? Well, it was last night, and I kind of snuck out and went anyway. What? Proud of me? Why? Well, I just really wanted to go, you know? No, of course they don't know. They think I was a good girl sleeping in my room all night. But wait, let me just finish, okay? Okay, so I got there, and I was wearing this dress that Mom and Dad don't know about. Yeah, this one. It's kind of short. I mean, it goes above my knees, so. I am not. Sis, stop it. This is serious. So I didn't really know anybody there, but they kind of let me in because I think they thought I was cute. And now I didn't have anyone to go with. I know, but sis, just listen. I found someone. Yeah. I met this girl, you know, and she was really nice. I don't really remember her name. I don't think she mentioned it. Yeah, well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. She said she was there by herself, too, and we just kind of hung out together. We decided to just be party buddies, to look out for each other. See? I'm not totally stupid. Anyway, we danced a little with a couple of guys, and she was really great because she told them to back off when they were being, you know, kind of handsy. No, I'm okay. It was fine. But she was actually kind of aggressive about it. I mean, with the guys, you know. She was really protective of me. It was a little weird. And after that, we ended up getting some drinks. No, I know, but she was right there with me the whole time. I only had a couple of wine coolers. I mean, I think. Yeah, well, this is where it gets embarrassing. After that, I don't really remember what happened, okay? Well, I remember being really sleepy. I mean, I must have fallen asleep on the couch or something because all I remember was waking up later. I was in one of the bedrooms on a bed. I could still hear the music outside the door, so the party was still going on. But you know what was weird? I was sore. You know, down there. And when I looked, I was kind of bleeding. My panties had drops of blood on them. It was just a little, but they were also kind of, I don't know, damp from something else too. What? What's that look? I mean, I know this sounds pretty bad. Mom and Dad were right. I shouldn't have even been there, but I think I got really lucky because you know what I think happened? I think I must have been anemic. What? I'm serious. I think I must have gotten my period and passed out because I was like drinking and I'm super not used to that and I just didn't have enough iron, you know? At first I wasn't sure because it didn't really feel like my period. Like, the cramps were a little different. I mean, my pussy is still really sore, but you know how it is. Sometimes it's bad and sometimes it's not, you know? And it never seems to follow a predictable schedule or anything. I usually get some warning, but I mean, that is so embarrassing, right? Can you believe that happened to me? God, I'm so glad I had a party buddy. She was so sweet. She must have taken me into the room and put me in bed, you know? God, she must have thought I was such a loser, passing out from just a couple of drinks. But like, crisis averted, right? Oh my gosh. Can you imagine what could have happened? Whew. It was so weird. When I got up off the bed, I had a little bit of a headache, and my legs were kind of sore too. I don't know, this one hit me really hard, I guess. Such a wild party. Hey, do you know what else I saw? Well, as I was rushing to get out of there, I saw this thing on the floor of the bedroom. It was one of those obnoxious rubber dildos. A sex toy, I guess? What? Sis, I'm still a virgin. I don't know about all these things like you do. It looked like this really big penis with balls and everything laying on the floor. Only it looked like it was attached to these straps or something, like some kind of harness. I don't know. It was really weird. Anyway, it looked kind of dirty, like it had these brown spots on it or something. Huh? Yeah, they were kind of reddish brown, I guess. Why? I don't know, it was kind of smeared all over it. It was totally gross. It was like lying there on the floor. Ew, right? Anyway, when I left, no one seemed to even notice I was in there. I tried to look for my party buddy real quick to thank her, you know, but I didn't see her. And honestly, I was so embarrassed. I just wanted to leave. I mean, I was bleeding. I was sore all over. I actually just didn't feel very good. So I left. And you know what, sis? I totally learned my lesson. Mom and Dad were right. I'm never going to a party like that again. Like, I could have gotten into real trouble. Can you imagine? What? What? What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that? Sis, I don't remember. Honestly, I don't. But that must have been what happened, right? Hmm? Oh, these. Yeah, I don't know where I got these bruises on my legs. Aren't they weird? One of them is on my thigh, like on the inside of my knee. I don't think I had them before. I must have bumped it or something. And anemia makes you bruise easier, right? So it totally makes sense. Oh, and my hair too. Like, I don't know, something happened because it feels like when I run my fingers through it, my scalp kind of hurts. I mean, ow. I don't know, I guess I must have slept on it wrong. That makes sense too, actually. It wasn't exactly my bed at home. My cramps? Oh yeah, my pussy still hurts. I don't know, it's really sore. It's not bleeding anymore though. It's almost like it was just spotting, you know, like a false alarm. Wow, I feel so relieved to tell someone about this. You get it, right, sis? Wait, you won't tell Mom and Dad, will you? Oh, thank God. Because this girl is definitely scared straight. When I think about what could have happened, I wish I could remember everything, you know? It's creepy. Huh? What are you talking about? What? What do you mean I'm being stupid? No. No, that's not possible. Of course I'm still a virgin. I was anemic, is all, and I passed out. What about my party buddy? Drugged me? What are you saying, sis? What's a strap-on? Oh, you mean that dildo on the floor? No. No way. You think she used that to... No, she couldn't have. I don't believe it. No, but what kind of person would do that? But why, sis? Why would she do that? Yeah, I know dried blood turns kind of reddish brown, but... No. I really honestly think you've got it wrong. I'm just having my period. She was really nice. You weren't there. She kept me safe from the guys. She was with me the whole time. She was really sweet. There's just no way. Huh? Help me remember? Okay, but how? What is sense memory? I don't know. Step by step? Okay, well, yeah. I do want to remember, I think. I just know you're wrong. Well, I was just sitting on the couch in the living room, I think, and I guess I passed out. I don't know. I guess I vaguely remember her helping me into the bedroom. Yeah, I do remember now. She was really nice. She had a pretty smile. She even gave me a kiss on my cheek and said she would take care of me. Hmm? Reenact it? But how? Why? Oh. You really think I might remember more? Okay. Well, that kind of makes sense. So what? You want to kiss me on the cheek? Wow, okay. I was just kidding about that. No, it's... I guess it's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, she was really close to me, like this. Yeah, she said it just like, she said, I'm gonna take care of you, okay? Yeah, like that. And then she kissed me on the cheek. Wow. Yeah, I remember now. She totally did that. Kinda inappropriate, huh? Maybe she... I'm sure she didn't mean anything by it. But I remember I was kinda turned on, too. I mean, I'm not a lesbian. Can you imagine? Mom and Dad would have kittens, but I don't know. She was cute. It was weird. Did she kiss me? Now that I think about it, maybe? Wait, sis, what are you doing? Whoa. Wait. Why did you do that? Oh, right. Sense memory. Yeah. I remember now. She did kiss me. Come to think of it, she was really aggressive about it. She used her tongue and everything. Oh my God. Sis, I'm starting to remember. I think she took me to the bedroom and closed the door and she sat me on the bed. Yeah, kind of like this, I guess. I was so out of it. I think I remember her smell. I definitely remember that I had a smell. I was really wet, I think. And we were warm and sweaty from dancing, and she just... Well, she pushed me onto my stomach. Yeah, kind of like that. Just like that, I think. And then I think she grabbed my hair and pulled my head up. Ow! Sis, that hurts. Yes, I think that's why my scalp hurts. Ow! I remember I think she was pushing her hand up my skirt. Oh my God. I remember. Yes. Just like that. Ow. She pulled my panties down, I think. Just yanked them off my legs. God. She wasn't nice at all. Sis, wait. Stop it, please. I don't want to remember anymore. What? What happened next? I don't want to. I don't want to say it. Ow! Wait. Stop pulling my hair, sis. Okay, okay. She turned me over on my back. I was so out of it. I just let her do it. Oh, yeah. Like this. And, she grabbed my thighs and spread them apart. She wasn't gentle. She was really strong for being so small. She squeezed them so hard. Oh, yes, right there. That must be where the bruises came from, I guess. Sis, please stop. You're scaring me. But I don't want to remember anymore. Please. I get it, okay? You were probably right. Can we stop now? Ow. Ow. Okay, okay. Somehow, from somewhere, she got this thing, this huge dildo, this strap-on. Maybe she got it out of a drawer or something. Like, she knew it was there. Anyway, she put it on while I was barely awake, but I could still see her. She was coming at me with this huge dildo strapped around her waist. I felt so scared. I'm still scared. Sis, don't do this to me. I'm really sore. Please don't stick your fingers in me. Please don't. No. Ow. Oh my God. Yes. Oh, she raped me. God. Sis. Just like this. It hurt so bad, but I think I liked it. I'm not really a virgin anymore, am I? I feel so stupid. Oh God, sis. Fuck me. Hurt me with your fingers. I feel like such a slut. Sis, you're gonna make me come. Oh my God. Why are you doing this to me? What kind of girl am I? I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, ow, God. Your fingers out of me. Please. Get off me, please. remember everything now. She didn't even care about getting herself off. She left me there. I think I heard her laugh at me. She dropped the strap-on on the floor and left. No wonder I didn't find her afterwards. I'll probably never find her, huh? Sis, what do you think I should do? Mom and Dad can't know about this. I can't go to the police. I don't think I can show my face on campus again. I think I'd be too humiliated. I'd be afraid that everyone knows. Wait, am I a slut now? Do I need some kind of therapy? No, I'm serious. Should I start going to church and, you know, repent or something? Maybe I could move in here with you. Sis, can you help me? What do? Sis? Please. What should I do?